Now, can you see why it's a favourite of one young lady? Sorry to change all that, change the atmosphere very quickly, but we're going to have our prayer of confession first and then our prayer of absolution. God our Father, who has searched us out and know us, we confess that we have sinned in our lives. We can use our power to dominate. We can evade responsibility. We can deny dignity to others. We may give in to apathy. We cry out to you, our Father. In his name, at his call, by his Spirit, in his ways. We're going to have a little game and we're going to have a story. So if the young people would like to come and sit down here where they can hear what's going on and be ready to play some of our games, then that would be good. Otherwise they can hide in the congregation and listen and join in when they're ready. Because I'm going to ask them, have you ever played the ready, set, wait game? No. Have you played statues?
Yeah.
It's a bit like statues, and I'm going to give you some things that you can practice for a minute. The first one is skydiving. How would you be a statue if you were showing us skydiving? Oh, Jeff, look at you. You did really well. What if you were running?
Running.
Okay, that's not a hard one, is it? Stretching. Who can show us how they'd be stretching? Looks painful for some people. What about reading? This is the one I'd be. I choose reading. What about standing still? Oh, that's a bit hard. Well, you work out which one of those you're going to do. Skydiving, running, stretching, reading, or standing? You're going to be standing. Come out here along the front. Come and stand along the front so people can see. What are you going to be doing, Beck? Stretching. Who's going to be doing skydiving?
Miss Janet.
Miss Janet, doing it so. Who's going to be doing reading? Nobody, reading?
I can read.
Yes, I think you should. What about stand running? Who's going to be doing running? Don and Claire are going to be running. Lockie's going to be standing still. Diane's going to be reading, not Claire. Don, what are you going to be doing?
Running.
You're running. Janet's... Okay, now comes your turn. You've got to pick which one of those you're going to do. Oh, look, they're all looking a bit startled. It's not what you came to church for, is it? Okay. Don't do it yet because you'll get tired, Don. I'll tell you when you start. Okay. Our story is about waiting and getting ready. So I'm going to be reading the story and you're going to be doing your position. And I've got a prize at the end because I need an independent person. Jill, you're in the front. You could be an independent person. If you see these people moving, point at them. And if you point at them, they sit down. That way, by the end of the story, we'll see who the winner is. So are you ready? Get ready to take your position. Get set. Wait in your position. In your position, yes. Okay. I don't see anybody in a position out there. Never mind. We're going to get ready to hear our story. You might know that Jesus Jesus liked to tell stories in parables. When things were a bit difficult, he gave people an idea by telling them a parable. So parables were stories. Parables were stories that Jesus used to help him teach. Jesus knew things were difficult. He knew things were difficult, so he told them in parables. So here's this parable. In this parable, there was a bridegroom preparing for a wedding. And it was going to be a spectacular wedding. So the groom was preparing for the wedding, but everybody was waiting outside. They were waiting for the bridegroom to arrive at the party. There were rich people and poor people. There were young people and old people, tall people, short people, people wearing brown and white and green and red and black and blue. And I bet some of the rich people even had jewellery. Gold jewellery with giant red rubies, gold necklaces, rings, bracelets, maybe even a crown or two. And all the people were waiting for the bridegroom to come. They waited and waited and waited. And they waited some more. It's hard to wait, isn't it? And they waited and they waited. All those people, the short and the tall and the rich and the poor and the old and the young, they all waited. The groom took much longer than they expected, and before they knew it, it was super late and super dark. So late that the people started to fall asleep all over the place. But in the middle of the night, the groom came and he was ready. The dinner was ready, the cake was ready, the flowers were ready, the clothes were ready, and it was finally time. Word went out quickly and everyone lit their lamps so they could make the journey back to the wedding. There was just one problem. Some people didn't have oil to light their lamp, and without that, they couldn't make it to the wedding in the super dark night. Everyone who already had oil went directly to the wedding and the groom welcomed them in. Jesus called them wise because they thought ahead and not just at the moment. They were prepared no matter what was going to happen, and they were rewarded for it. These are the people that we're supposed to be like. But all of those who didn't have the oil they needed had to get some, and it took them too long. By the time they made it to the wedding, it was too late. The doors were closed and they couldn't get in. These were the people Jesus called foolish and said we shouldn't be like that. They didn't think ahead at all. By the time they were ready, it was too late. They weren't prepared and they missed out. You might think missing a wedding is no big deal, but remember, this was a parable. Jesus wasn't really talking about a wedding, he was talking about heaven. And missing out on heaven is a super big deal. We never know when it will be time to go to heaven, so we need to make sure we are ready all the time, no matter what. Now let's see who's still in their positions. I think it's only Rebecca, isn't it? I think he's done very well too. Something that wasn't so hard. What about you, Janet? Were you wise?
Very hard.
Well, you picked a hard thing. Well, here you go. I better let Lockie have a dip in the goodie bag. And Becky can have one too.
If you pick a wall that's an outside, you don't know what to do.
They were standing. You were wise. Well, you can go and have a dip in the bag. Okay, we've got some other games now, when all the dipping has finished.
Oh, we've got a song, haven't we?
Yes. All right, okay. We've got a song. We're a bit down on musicians today, so we'll have to sing loudly.
If you get the wrong answer, you have to not play anymore.
We can't prepare without knowing the deadline. Can we get ready without knowing when Jesus is coming? Yes. So if your hands are on your bottom, keep going. If your hands are on your head, sit down. But you changed your mind. Here's a tricky one. What Jesus has asked of us is nearly impossible. Is it impossible to do what Jesus asks? Oh, Don, you'll have to sit down. You can't go each way. No, you can't go each way. No. Okay. Wise or foolish? Same thing. Crossing the street without looking for cars first is? Not wise. Yes, you have to look first. Looking both ways before crossing the street. Wise. Oh, look at all these wise people with their hands on their head. Reading the Bible regularly. It's a wise thing. Ignoring what God has told you. Yeah, foolish that one. Saving part of our allowance money for future needs. That's tricky. Saving part of your pocket money for future needs. There's a nice wise people here. Good. Borrowing money from others for things that we don't really need. Yes, foolish, isn't it? I'm looking at these two. They're doing really well. Praying only when you want something. Wise or foolish?
Wise.
You should pray all the time. Right, okay. Praying every day. Wise? Foolish. Wise. Being careful about what we say. Okay, saying everything we think. Just what we think. It's not always a good idea, is it? Okay, I couldn't decide between these three, so here we come. Okay, we have to get ready now for something else. I think we're probably finished playing games. We have to get ready for the baptism. Who can tell me what we need for the baptism? We need singers. We certainly do. We'll have more singing later. Where are the people that were here last week? What do we need? Holy water. Thank you. We've got some water. I was hoping Ezekiel would have been here today. What else do we need? We've got water. A baby. Have we got minutes? Yes, we've got minutes.
We don't need them yet.
No, we don't need them. Someone to baptise him. Are you the one? Yes, okay. One's here already. Something to put the water in. It's in there, but it's been a bit like that. We need the font. Any more things we need? A candle.
And a match.
Yes, we need matches. We're off the
hook.
What else do we need?
A towel to dry them with.
Paul Lennox is here. We need some oil for putting a mark on his forehead. Have we got oil? Yes. And we've got a candle to give to Lennox when the time comes. Oh, to show my light. You see, you're watching the services. What else do we need?
How about a little towel in case a towel gets all that water?
Oh, Oh, what makes you think we would be missing? Can you hear us? We could, Joe. We need to make sure Lenny feels welcome, so we've got a little song to sing. Water in the Spirit.
Spirit washing sin away.
As I like to say, all baptisms, Don't say you will if you don't intend to. You have heard Lennox's parents and godparents respond to Christ. Will you support them in this calling?
Amen.
First job as a godfather. Part of the service is the blessing of water. Because water comes to us as part of the creation. The word baptism comes to us from the Greek in which the New Testament was written. Baptismo means to I wash. So we use that symbolism for the first part of our service. So we give God thanks that he has called Linus, new birth in your church through the waters of baptism. Pour out your Holy Spirit in blessing and sanctify this water that he has to be baptized in it, may be made one with Christ in his death and resurrection. May he die to sin, rise to newness of life, and continue forever in Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we give you praise and honour in the unity of the Spirit now and forever. Baptism is a statement of faith. It's been brought into a community of faith. There are many examples of baptism and the symbolism represented by baptism. So it's appropriate that we make a statement of faith. So let us share a statement of faith. I invite you to join with me as we say, we believe in one God, who made the last of all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming into the world to fulfill us. But we believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you like to bring one of us just a little bit closer to the water? And that's right. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The image of using water in baptism comes to us, as I said, because baptism is washing. We now offer a blessing. The element that we use for blessing is oil. And in this little dish I have some oil that has been blessed, and with that I make a sign of the cross as a sign of blessing. I also like to invite parents and godparents to give their godchild, a blessing as well. So he's already taken the vow. Would you like to just give the next day a blessing?
Yeah, that's
Perhaps Mum can give you a blessing too. She's been a real blessing to you all of your life. Here's one of the first tasks that we've got on against. And that is to take your newly baptised and anointed godson and invite anyone else. Would anyone else like to come forward and give Lenny a blessing? Yeah. Is your point of view? Yeah. And then just make the sign of the cross on his forehead as this goes. A special blessing.
That's it.
God's going to love you. As a priest in the church, it's part of, if you like, it's part of my responsibility to offer blessings in a whole range of different settings. But Christine and I like to engage other people in that blessing as well. The image is signing a contract to live out the promises that have been made to be a blessing.
Just for safety reasons today, because we don't want you to get burnt the
the flame, or to have the hot wax every year at Mary Corn. So would you like to blow the candles out? We'll sing Happy Birthday later in the service. And now, Christine, would you like to walk up and down the aisle while we all say together, Let us, God has called you into his church.
We therefore receive and welcome you to present with us in the body of Christ, as a child of the one heavenly Father, as an heir of the kingdom of God.
And now let's congratulate Lennox Gray. I think we come to another song. Have you got our running shoe? This Little Light of Mine. Now, This Little Light of Mine we have pre-recorded. And if you want to move around, if you want to stomp your feet, if you want to do whatever the words say, you've got an ideal opportunity for doing just that. We're just going to do a little bit of certificate stuff up here. But let's sing This Little Light of Mine.
This is a quiet time of prayer. Father, we do thank you for your great goodness and love. Lord, we thank you that you sent your only Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him will enjoy eternal life with you. And we thank you that Jesus promised us that you would hear us when we ask in faith. So, Lord, receive the prayers that we offer. Lord, we pray for your world. Lord, it is your world. It is your creation. Lord, you have given it to us to care for. So, Lord, we pray that we may share with justice the resources of your world, with generosity and with care. Lord, give wisdom to those in authority in all the countries of your world, and guide us all in the ways of righteousness and peace. Lord, help us to work together in trust and seek the common good. Lord, we pray for all politicians seeking office that they would be honest in their promises and would be obedient to your word. Lord, we pray for your church throughout the world that we would all worship you in unity and love for Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. Lord, help us to show that we are part of your family by our love for each other and for everyone in the world. Lord, we uphold to you our church here at HDK. Lord, we ask you to bless us so that we will be true to your word, that we'll be witnesses to your word, and we will boldly proclaim your word. Lord, we pray for Bob and for Christine, for Michael and for Ryan, that they will be empowered to faithfully proclaim your gospel and administer your holy sacraments. And Lord, we pray for all who are involved in the process of discerning your choice for the new pastor here at HDK Church. Lord, may they seek your will for this appointment. Lord, we pray for our ministries to families and children. And we ask for a special anointing on Scott. Lord, we commend to your keeping ourselves, each other, our families, our neighbours and our friends. And Lord, we ask for a special blessing on Lennox and his family. And Lord, enable us by your Spirit to live in love for you and for one another. Lord, at this time in November, we pray for all those who have given their lives in the service of their country. Lord, all those who are serving both in Australia and overseas. All those who are in sorrow, in need, in sickness, or any other trouble. Lord, especially those known to us who we now lift up to you in our hearts and the quietness of our hearts. So Lord, give them a firm trust in your goodness and help those who are to you and bring us all into the joy of your salvation. So Lord, accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from time to time, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Sing again.
This time we're going to sing He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. This is the time when, if you'd like to make a special monetary thank you to God, the plate will come around.
Thank you.
just bringing a basket full of items. And another one is working overtime tonight. The symbolism is this. In the parish here, we accept cash, we accept time. Because it's all used in God's word. The items that God has brought forward in those containers have been donated by the parish and will be handed on to the local neighbourhood centre for distribution among the needy of our community. You may also note that near the entry to the church we have a Christmas tree, and the Christmas tree has on it a whole series of little tags for children throughout the Sunshine Coast area that are in families where celebrating Christmas gift-wise may be a little difficult. And so as we give thanks for our offertory, which takes basically three forms. What we have in the collection plates, what we have in those containers at the front here, and what we have around the tree. So blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, through your goodness we have all of these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and the service of your kingdom. Amen. As we come to this time of communion, perhaps it's more a little easier if you'd like to sit down. We don't stand so much on ceremony here at HDK. As we come to this time of communion, which of course is another sacrament of the church, baptism is one, communion another. There are a couple of minor sacraments as well that we do recognise. But as we come to this time of communion, we invite anyone to come forward for communion because we rely upon people's relationship with God and with one another as the determining factor. We don't like to stand on rule and regulation here. For us, it's more relationship. So we come to our time of communion. So the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. And we pray that we can receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit according to our Saviour's word. In remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body with blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body.
We all share in one bread.
Draw near with faith the feet of Christ in your hearts. With thanksgiving. So if you wish to come forward to receive the bread and wine, you're invited to do so. If you wish to come forward to receive a blessing, of course you're most welcome as well.
Drink, pour out our love. peoples, people who thirst. May we who eat be bread for others. May we who drink pour out our love. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life, broken to reach and heal the wounds of human pain. Where we divide your people, you are waiting there on bended knee to wash our feet with endless care. Bread for the world, a world of hunger, wine for all peoples, people who thirst. May we who eat be bread for others. May we who drink pour out our love. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the wine of peace, poured into hearts once broken and where dryness sleeps. Where we are tired and weary, you are waiting there to be the way which beckons us beyond despair. Bread for the world, a world of hunger, wine for all peoples, people who thirst. May we who eat be bread for others. May we who drink pour out our love.
It may sound a little strange, but we're going to say the grace. I say it may sound a little bit strange because normally we say the grace at the start of a meal, not at the end of the service.
Yeah.
I was given a piece of coconut. Yeah. So let's all say the grace together. The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
And the last of our songs this morning is just inclined to be a little bit different. What a mighty God we serve. We hope you enjoy it.
Somebody suggested to me it would be really good to do it as a conga line.
So, Don, would you like to lead?
The person who suggested it to me.
Oh, well, I don't know where that person is.
And earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
to love and serve the Lord.
With the name of Christ. Amen.
Plenty of morning tea out there. After a fancy coffee, I'm sorry, there is no fancy coffee tonight. Just a warm